let's move on and talk about the Steelers, because maybe Mike Tomlin does make all the big bucks for a reason, huh? I mean, my goodness. The difference in that offense and what it looked like versus what we saw with Justin, who they were winning. I said, Baldy, I said, I wouldn't have made the change, but they did. And now does this elevate them and take them to the next spot?
Well, maybe, just maybe, that Mike T made the decision before they played the Jets and Giants, which are completely dysfunctional outfits,
it's
right?
It's true.
So maybe he was looking at the schedule going, if we're going to get Russell going, and we're going to get him cooking a little bit, maybe we'll put him against two of the more dysfunctional organizations in this league. And maybe the timing was just right. Now, Pickens went six games without catching a touchdown pass. Russell comes in. He catches it. He's kind of an odd player, this George Pickens. We see the talent. But, like, it's just that he makes these splash catches, and then he seems to be invisible. So let's just see how they integrate him here against the Giants team. I saw a Giants defensive back walk off the field while Saquon was running the ball last week. We all saw it. I saw the coach of the Giants screaming in his ear. It made no when I see that, I go, what level of dysfunction is going on with the Giants team? I mean, it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for the organization at home to the defense, Shane Ball, who's a good coordinator. But I mean, when I see that, I go, what's going on during the week?
Yeah. Daniel Jones is 1-14 in his career in prime time, straight up 6-9 against the spread. But it's hard to go 1-14 at anything, you know, tiddlywinks, like,
yeah, checkers. Know,
getting out of bed in the morning without twisting your ankle, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't back the Giants here. That's also, though, a big number for me for the Steelers. So, one way I would think about playing this game is watch the first half, monitor the live line. The Pittsburgh Steelers in the second half of games this season, gentlemen, have a plus 68 point differential. That is number one in the NFL. And we saw that bear out right last week where they win the final 2 minutes of the first half and then they take over the second half. The New York Giants have a minus 33 point differential in the second half. That is third worst in the NFL. Coaching does matter. Adjustments matter. I love what Pittsburgh special teams is doing. I think Pittsburgh will find a lot of joy running the ball on these guys. I think Jalen Warren, he looked the best I've seen him in a long time last week. I think he sees a lot of the ball in this game as well. I'm interested in playing some of his props, but this is a game I'll probably bet. I'll be more comfortable betting live. But I will say the Steelers are 8-2 against the spread their last 10. Steelers are 9-5 against the spread their last 14 at home. Steelers are 8-2 against the spread their last 10 in prime time. But well, six and a half, seven is a little bit of a big number for me.
Well, you know, this week John Mara of the Giants came out and said that there will be no coaching changes. But in one time, your crowd is booing your team.
I got this new laptop.
There's no worse thing for any owner in this league than if you're in prime time at home and your fans are booing and then leaving. Like, if that happens, the noise, when it gets ratcheted up like that, that gets the owner's attention. Like, you can't hide from that. You can't run from that. And you can talk about, okay, they lost the best player, Andrew Thomas. That's true. Like, it's unfortunate. But it happened last year, too. And they couldn't really reconcile it. So they didn't do anything in the offensive line this year, even though they lost the center, and they didn't address it. So that's on the general manager. That's on the coach. They drafted a guy, Evan Neal, with the seventh pick in this draft. He played left tackle at Alabama. Like, you can't get the seventh pick in the draft to go play left tackle? Like, he played an entire year for Nick Saban at left tackle. It's not like he has it lined up there. I know what Mr. Mara said this week.
Mm-hmm.
I just know. And Carl, you're in Atlanta. You know, I know how what Arthur Smith is like. Or Arthur Blank is like. There's nothing.
He knows Arthur Smith too. Unfortunately,
he picks up the pace at home in prime time.
Yeah, it's true. It's a fact. There's no doubt. And Arthur Smith. Listen, give him credit, right? I don't know. Check that. We know Mike Tomlin made this decision. Give Arthur Smith credit for making it work, right? I mean, sometimes the OC just goes, this is crap. Arthur Smith's like, whatever you want, I'll make it happen. And he made it look good. So I'll give him credit there as far as the Steelers. I like the Steelers.
Well, Baldy, along those lines, though, once Russ gets his ego in check and everybody knows it's Russ's team, right, and you want to give him a couple – like, don't you need to get Justin Fields in there? Like third and goal from the 8, why is that not Justin Fields' package? Like, first and goal from the 3, why is that not a Justin Fields' package? Fourth and one from the 30 plus 35. Listen, why is that not a Justin Fields package?
Listen, so if you want a comp to that, like just think about what Sean Payton did with Taysom and a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right.
Like there was plays where Drew Brees went to wide receiver, went off the field. Taysom Hill took it over. Like if you could do that with a Hall of Fame quarterback and Drew Brees and say this is a good decision, then I certainly think Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin can sign off on a guy as talented as Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Great point, Baldy. That's the Monday night game, by the way, and we just kind of, you know, slid into that Giants-Steelers game, but that's Monday night. Let's talk about Sunday night because the Cowboys are back. Jason, don't say anything. Here come the Cowboys. Jerry went on in Dallas this week, said, hey, everything's fine. I know we're not playing well. He did not apologize to Shannon RJ, who he basically threatened their jobs last week, which is a whole nother conversation. But, fellas, Cowboys on the road, 4.5 points. 45.5, you see the number there. So what happens after the beatdown from the Lions in a bye week?
Well, I mean, this is it. I mean, a lot of teams don't play well coming out of the bye. Like, they look flat, and a lot of teams talk about it. We'll see what happens in Chicago this week, in Washington. They got to go through that. But honestly, like, the issues with the Cowboys are the issues. I mean, running the football, playing 2 rookie linemen. Defensively, they're a mess. Teams that want to run the football against them, I'm sure that's going to be the 49ers game plan because it's what they do best minus these receivers right now. So can they handle a steady dose of Jordan Mason against an offense line that's still pretty good at running the ball? Mason's still the second leading rusher in this league. Like, that's always going to be the challenge in Dallas right now because it doesn't go away. It just keeps showing up, going back to Green Bay's playoff loss, the Cowboys, you know, the Ravens. You can look at these Detroit, these teams that run the ball well. Dallas looks like they're indefensible to stop it.
I know they've had injuries, Jason, but you haven't bought them from day one, and you don't buy them this weekend either.
Now, look, the 49ers got big problems too. But I think this is a team where they can reestablish their physicality, lean on Trent Williams. Trent, you don't need to do anything in practice this week, buddy, but we're running the ball 45 times. And about 35 of them are going to be behind you, just letting you know. Look, Brock Purdy, I don't know what happened to Brock Purdy. He's holding the ball longer than any quarterback in the NFL. His scramble rate is going from 8% to 25%. Now he thinks he's a running quarterback. He's turning the ball over in the red zone. He has as many interceptions this season as he had last year heading into the Week 16 matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. As far as I know, it's only week 8. I think they're taking the ball out of his hands. I think they're saying enough of that stuff. Like, Mason, strap it up. Like, Dallas can't stay. Like, we're going to get – Kyle Juszczyk, you might play every snap this week, brother. Sixth offensive lineman. We're leaning into some of that. We're just going to finish drives on the ground. Like, I think that's where it's at. I think San Francisco wins this game by a touchdown or more. I think they make Dallas play from behind. Dallas is turning the ball over. You take away CeeDee Lamb. Who else can beat you? We'll find out. So that's where I am on this game. I don't love either of these teams right now.
Yeah.
But I think San Francisco could reestablish their identity and what they're going to have to be until they get McCaffrey back, until they do something at the deadline. But I think this is a team that they can do it against. They beat them 42-10 last year. They ran the ball 41 times. I bet they run it closer to 50 in this one.